KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, offering a new 2025 lineup of vehicles at your local Toyota dealer, including a new Tacoma with turbocharged four-cylinder engines and a hybrid powertrain option. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, December 2nd. A new type of adoption taking place in the county. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The Trump administration is pausing all asylum decisions and putting issuing visas for those with Afghan passports on hold. This follows the shooting of two National Guard members near the White House on Wednesday. One was killed and another critically injured. An Afghan national is suspected in the shooting. Authorities say the man has San Diego connections. Sean Vandiver with the local nonprofit Afghan Evac said, quote, "This individual's case appears to be a tragic outlier, not a pattern." The former Mission Hills Library branch is finding new life as an independent bookstore. The library shop Mission Hills opened its doors yesterday. It's being operated by the Library Foundation SD. The foundation says the shop will carry books by local authors as well as products made by San Diego artists. It will also feature some banned books, a reflection of the foundation's effort to combat censorship. There's also a community gathering space for events. For the first 7 days of their grand opening, there will be author events, games, and exclusive bookstore discounts available. The foundation's first shop is located at the Central Library downtown and has been open since 2013. Your San Diego FC club's inaugural season has come to a historic close. On Saturday night, they fell to the Vancouver Whitecaps in the MLS Western Conference Finals. Head coach Mikey Varis in a post-game interview said, quote, "They made a city dream, they made the whole region dream." SDFC set a record for having the most points by an MLS expansion team in their inaugural season, and they are the second expansion team in MLS history to advance to a conference final. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team, and we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfire safety.
San Diego County is one of the top avocado growers in California, yet still, production has been steadily shrinking. Environment reporter Tammy Merga says a North County farm is piloting a way to help struggling growers.
Rows and rows of avocado trees adorn the hills of Heal the Earth's organic farm in Bonsall. It's where Chuck Samuelson is testing out a model where anyone can adopt a tree and get the avocados it grows.
It's a yearly subscription where you'll subscribe to a certain yield of avocados for your tree.
Samuelson is a former chef and restaurateur. He's thought a lot about how avocado imports affect growers who bear higher production costs and the quality of food consumers end up getting. So he founded Heal the Earth
to address some of those challenges we have in the food system.
Avocado tree acreage in San Diego County has dropped by nearly half since 2009. That's largely because of rising water costs and imports flooding the market.
Cost of water, labor is expensive and scarce right now. The control of the system by multinational corporations makes everything difficult for farmers.
Samuelson says the tree adoption model can get farmers more money than they would if they sold to a distributor. It also connects consumers directly to the source. The nonprofit is working on building a regional network of growers. The goal is to bring more family-owned farms into the adoption program. Tammy Murga, KPBS News.
The head of a major San Diego organization that helps people with HIV/AIDS and other chronic diseases is sounding the alarm about federal funding cuts. Reporter John Carroll talked to the CEO of Mama's Kitchen about what she says is a dire situation.
Eva Matthews says the Trump administration's decision not to officially recognize World AIDS Day this year is par for the course. She says the organization is already dealing with devastating funding cuts, and she fears more could be on the way. She says federal cuts to health care are very serious for people living with HIV/AIDS and other chronic diseases.
And when you put all of that together, for people living with HIV who are facing financial instability, this time is really challenging their ability to meet even basic daily needs. And that is a catastrophe in and of itself.
Matthews says it's more important than ever to get involved and spread awareness of the issue. She says donations to Mama's Kitchen and other service organizations are also critical during this time of budget cuts. John Carroll, KPBS News.
A KPBS investigation earlier this year revealed a skyrocketing euthanasia rate at county-run animal shelters. Reporter Elaine Alfaro says the Department of Animal Services is now being audited.
Among other things, the audit appears to be focusing on the department's policies regarding euthanasias and record-keeping at its shelters. This is according to an email KPBS obtained through a Public Records Act request. A KPBS investigation in July found that the dog euthanasia rate at county-run shelters had more than doubled in recent years. Our reporting also revealed poor record-keeping and communication breakdowns when it comes to dog euthanasias. Vina Samayoa Ramirez is a former employee at the county's Carlsbad shelter. She says she saw those issues firsthand.
I think there should be an audit because looking into those things, they were not followed correctly.
Samayoa Ramirez remembers multiple instances when staff and leadership did not enforce or follow the shelter policy.
I was like, so what is the specific behavioral protocol when we're examining animals for euthanasia? And she's like, well, there is none. I was like, but in the protocol, it's like, she's like, yeah, it's outdated.
A department spokesperson confirmed that the audit is ongoing, but would not answer specific questions. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
UC San Diego is trying to solve a math problem. The university says a growing number of students are starting their freshman year lacking high school math proficiency. Reporter Jacob Ayer says finding the solution is complicated.
The need for remedial math education at UC San Diego has soared over the last 5 years.
The number of students who are not able to perform at the high school level increased, and the number of students who cannot perform even at the middle school level increased enormously.
Akosh Ronatosh is co-chair of the school's Senate Administration Work Group on Admissions. This month, they published a report showing the scope of the problem. In 2020, university data show 1 in 200 incoming students needed remedial math. This year, that number is about 1 in 8.
One of those causes is COVID that had a detrimental effect on K through 12 education.
The report also cites the elimination of SAT and ACT requirements, high school grade inflation, and changes to the admissions process as some reasons for the increase. Ronatosh says the school isn't designed to help so many students catch up to university standards.
We are basically setting them up for failure. And that's very, very unfortunate because many of these students would have been much better off going to, say, community college and take the transfer route.
The university says in 2024, more than half of its students were pursuing degrees in science, technology, engineering, and math. STEM majors require mathematics as part of earning a degree. William Simpson is UC San Diego's student body president. He says the pandemic impacted his own learning.
I think that impacted a lot of people's foundations of learning math and algebra. And then obviously you had increases in AI, so you're starting to be more dependent. When you see a question, you're more likely to ask AI, like, oh, can you help me answer it?
He's working towards a degree in economics, and that requires math. He didn't take a remedial math course, but he did retake pre-calculus his freshman year.
I realized I need to relearn a lot of the basics and fundamentals of math, right? And so I took that pre-calculus course. It actually wasn't as easy as it sounds. It's actually much harder than the pre-calculus I took in high school.
Since then, Simpson says he's found success in multiple calculus courses. He wants other students to know it's possible.
I really don't want our incoming students to feel like they didn't deserve to get in, right? Have that imposter syndrome.
Rona Tosh says the problem at UCSD is a warning for other universities.
UCSD is, in some ways, is the canary in the coal mine.
The nation's report card shows 8th and 12th grade math scores have slightly declined for the past decade. SDSU professor Daniel Reinholz studies math education.
The point of math is that it's a tool that everybody can use to think and make sense of the world.
Reinholz says the lack of math proficiency can create long-term problems for students.
There's a lot of research showing when students start in remedial math, their chances of sort of getting through successfully attaining a STEM career are much, much, much lower.
Reinholz says this isn't a situation where students forgot how to do math overnight.
There's been constraints and strains with funding, the pandemic, social media, technology, all of these things have been building over a long period of time. And I think we're seeing in this particular place how all of that stuff is coming together to create a perfect storm.
Some ways to combat declines in math skills, he says, or by better supporting K-12 teachers and making the subject less intimidating at a younger age. But those aren't simple fixes.
We know that students learn better when they have really meaningful, engaging, exciting content, not just drill and practice day after day after day, right? Things that are build on problem solving, things that get students excited, things that connect to their everyday lives.
Reinholz and Rona Tosh agree fixing this problem is urgent, because math is critically important to learning.
Teaching math is not just teaching numbers. It is not just teaching how to manipulate numbers. It is also teaching how to think.
As for how UCSD can prepare for future students, the Senate report has recommendations. They include changes to assessing math preparedness and admissions, revisiting math requirements for certain majors, and conducting the math placement exam in early summer. Rona Tosh hopes to see those recommendations implemented early next year. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
Miguel Marquez San Juan, a beloved Tijuana bookstore owner, has died. To his friends, he was known as Don Miguel. Last year, video journalist Matthew Bowler spent some time with Don Miguel. Here's that report from the KPBS archives.
Miguel Marquez San Juan moved to Tijuana in 1984, and in 2009, he opened his dream business, a bookstore called Libros, Café y Jazz. Stacked floor to ceiling with books, the tiny shop aims to bring literature and music to Tijuanenses at accessible prices.
Nada más estaban las librerías grandes, las clásicas de aquí, pero libro económico no había.
Marquez explains that while large bookstores in the city sell new books, few offered used ones. If you visit Libros Café Jazz, you might find Señor Marquez in his usual spot, doing what he loves, reading Los Amorosos by Jaime Sabines, a poem he holds close to his heart, while listening to music and sipping coffee.
Los amoros se ponen a cantar entre labios una canción no aprendida y se van llorando, llorando la hermosa vida.
Matthew Bowler, KPBS News.
Miguel Marquez San Juan was 67. His bookstore remains open, now run by his daughters. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I thank you for that. Have a great day.
Q.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team. And we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfiresafety.